Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pun Intended, where we unravel the funniest puns and jokes to stitch a smile on your face. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, and today we're diving into the world of thread puns. So let's get tangled up in some laughter. Thread puns are truly the fabric of humor, weaving together wit and whimsy. Whether you're a seasoned seamstress or just love a good laugh, these puns are tailor-made for you. Let's kick things off with some naughty puns. 1. I'm all tied up in knots. 2. That's a naughty problem. 3. Why did the thread go to school? To become a straight A student. 4. What did one thread say to the other? Let's hang by a thread. 5. Why was the thread always calm? Because it never got tangled up. 6. I'm hooked on threads. 7. Why did the thread go to the party? It wanted to unwind. 8. What's a thread's favorite game? Twister. 9. Why don't threads ever get lost? They always follow the straight and narrow. 10. Why did the thread break up with the needle? It was too much of a prick. Feeling the tension yet? Let's loosen up with some more needle and thread jokes. 1. Why did the seamstress go to the party? Because she heard it was a stitch. 2. What did the thread say to the needle? Quit pinning me down. 3. Why did the sewing machine break up with the thread? It couldn't handle the tension. 4. How do you know a seamstress is having fun? She's all sewn up in stitches. 5. Why did the needle go to school? To become a sharp student. 6. What did the fabric say to the thread? We make a great patch. 7. Why did the thread get an award? For being so amazing. 8. How does a sewing machine greet you? So nice to meet you. 9. Why was the sewing project so popular? It had everyone in stitches. 10. Why did the fabric go to therapy? It had a lot of material issues. Now let's spin some yarn-tastic puns. 1. Why did the yarn go to therapy? It was feeling a bit unraveled. 2. I'm a fiber enthusiast. I love to spin a yarn. 3. What do you call a bad sewing day? A stitch in distress. 4. Why did the thread go to the party? It wanted to hang out with the other threads. 5. How does a seamstress relax? By getting in the right thread space. 6. What did the spool of thread say to the fabric? I've got you covered. 7. Why was the needle always calm? It knew how to stay on point. 8. Why did the fabric go to school? It wanted to be well-rounded. 9. How do you make a seamstress laugh? Tell her a well-threaded joke. 10. Why did the yarn refuse to speak? It was all tied up in knots. And for those who love a clever twist, here are some threaded wits. 1. Why did the thread go to therapy? Because it was feeling a little frayed. 2. I'm all wound up with excitement. 3. That joke was so funny, it had me in stitches. 4. It's not a problem. I can handle it. 5. Why was the thread always calm? It knew how to unwind. 6. Need a little help here. 7. I'm a material girl in a thread world. 8. Why did the thread start a business? It wanted to make a fabric fortune. 9. This is so interesting. I can't seem to put it down. 10. What did the thread say to the needle? Stop needling me. Before we wrap up, let's not forget some knitting knocks. 1. Why did the knitter go to the doctor? Because she was feeling a little off kilter. 2. What do you call a knitting group on a hot day? A stitch in time that saves wine. 3. Why do knitters make great detectives? They always follow the yarn. 4. What did the yarn say to the knitting needles? Stop needling me. 5. How do knitters stay calm? They take it one stitch at a time. That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope these thread puns and jokes have stitched a smile on your face. Remember, laughter is always in style. Keep those puns coming, and until next time, stay witty and keep giggling.